In other words, the person that opens the gate, the person that lets the sheep in and out, the person that leads the sheep. Most people have a pretty good understanding of sheep. Pretty good understanding of sheep herding. It's a dirty occupation. There's a lot of references in the Old Testament about King David being a sheep herder. Shepherds even came to worship Jesus at his birth. The third thing about it is that it shows us is number one, he had courage. Number two, he had authority. But number three, he chose to die. I think we always need to keep that in mind. Jesus had the power to resist. He had the power to overcome those captors that were there. He could have said, you know, to God, kill him. He could have done that. He didn't do that. He could have escaped death at any time he chose to. He could have walked through 600 soldiers and they couldn't have stopped him. He could have walked over him after they'd retreated and fallen down, but he didn't do it. One of the more compelling verses out of this whole idea of the Messiah and who the Messiah is chapter 10, verse 4. It says, he calls his own sheep by name. He leads them out whenever he has gathered all of his sheep. He goes before them and they follow him because they know his name. Jesus didn't only come to lead us into a relationship with his heavenly Father, but he came to lead us and show us a path to heaven. It also shows us his protective love. As Jim Reddy talked about to those soldiers, he said, it's me. Let my friends go. Let these other people go. It's not about them. It's about me. I heard the story this week, of a missionary by the name of Alfred Sad. He was a missionary, and he was in a remote island, and the Japanese army came to that island and threw a flag down and wanted him to walk on it. And he walked toward it, turned to the right and walked around it. Well, that didn't satisfy him very much, so they approached him again with the flag and told him and compelled him to walk on the flag, and he resisted doing it. So they gave him one third chance, and he picked up the flag and kissed it. And then they led him away with about 20 other young men to be shot. But he walked out in front of them because he wanted to be the first to die. More than anything else, he wanted to protect the others by dying first. The last thing it shows us, shows the world how obedient Jesus was. He said, shall I not drink of the cup that was given to me to drink? That's God's will for Jesus, and that's what he knew he needed to do. One of my favorite characters in the Bible is Peter. And he gets a bad rap. Some of it's justified. But he does get a bad rap. But I give him credit for doing this one thing. And he was courageous here, even though a few minutes later he was going to deny Jesus. But he's the only one that took a sword and was going to defend Jesus. One man against 600. I doubt he would have gotten far. But he took that upon himself to do that. Heard the story, and God speaks to us, in different ways. And when we talk about being, the shepherd and the things he says in verse 11 of John chapter 10, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And he repeats it again in verses 14 and 15. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I give up my life for the sheep. That's when he uses another metaphor. Because he's saying, listen to my voice, and we can all do that. Obey my voice. And at the end of this service, we're going to give everybody an opportunity to obey the voice. You know, he's calling us to follow him. We must believe in him. We must follow him. We must follow who that voice is. This week I read a story about a job applicant who was looking for a job, and he had seen this ad posted, and he went into this what was a noisy office, and what in the background of it was a telegraph machine clattering, because this was a time when telegraph communications was big. And he goes in this room and he sees several other applicants sitting in there, and he'd filled out the form as everybody else had. And he walked in and sat down, and a few minutes later, as they were all waiting for their interview, he got up and walked into the office. Some of them thought that was a little odd because they were there before he was and they hadn't been summoned yet to come in. And so after he come out, the interviewer said, you can all leave. He said, we've hired this young man. And this is, and the point here is that we need to listen to the voice. He said, we've hired this young man. And some of them were grumbling around, says, well, we didn't even get a chance for an interview. And he said, well, if you would have known what was going on, you would have done the same thing this young man did. But he went on to say, it's not always fair. What the employer said was, all the time you've been sitting here, the telegraph has been ticking out the following message in Morse code. It said, if you understand this message, then come right in. The job is yours. None of them heard that message because they weren't listening to the messenger. God uses many means to demonstrate his care for us. He uses his word. He uses his spirit. He uses the ministry of Christian friends, but he's also got some pretty unconventional ways of doing it. Burning bushes with Moses. How about a talking donkey? Dr. Balaam's talking donkey. I did a message on that one time. That was pretty cool. Hungry creatures at sea. Jonah and the whale to get the message across to Jonah. Visiting angels. What about a bright star in a dark sky? We need to be alert to the signs and to the voices and to the messages. And I thought it was so good for that song, Greater. Because what life is all about, it's what this song is all about. There will be days when I lose the battle. There have been days I've lost the battle. Grace says it doesn't matter. Because the cross already won the war. I am learning to run freely, understanding just how he sees me. And it makes me love him more. Because I hear a voice and he calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough and greater is the one living inside of me than he who is in the living, than who is living in the world. And greater is the one living inside of me. There'll be days I lose the battle. There'll be days we all lose the battle. But it's not the battle. It's the war. It's the war that it's all about. And that's what I think he's saying to us here. He lost the war with the 600 soldiers. But he gained for us eternal life. And that's what the whole gospel message is about. That simple thing. And what happened that night in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's amazing. That's what it's all about. Finding people.